An animal attack in southwest Sydney has reignited the debate over whether it's ever safe to keep dingoes as pets. A 78-year-old woman suffered serious injuries from two crossbred dingoes and a Kelpie cross when she went to the aid of her pet pug, which was being attacked. New South Wales and Western Australia are the only states that allow dingoes to be kept as pets without a permit, and some experts say that needs to change. Simon Stretton owns and runs the Doorong Dingo Sanctuary in Queensland. Welcome to RN Drive.
G'day, Patricia.
Is it ever safe to keep a dingo as a pet?
Yes and no. If you've got plenty of experience, yes. But look, honestly, they're a wild animal. And even though there's a lot of people breeding them and trying to domesticate them, they're still a wild animal, and their behaviour is unpredictable. And even though I've been living with them for about 20 years and I've got to live with a stack of wild dingoes now, you can never 100% predict what they're going to do. Even though I think I can read them quite well, you still learn something every day. But getting back to them being a domestic pet, no, we've got too many problems. And just what happened to that lady last night is just awful. I've been involved in two dingo fights, and I end up being hospitalised too for about 3 days. Again, stepping into trying to stop fighting, and the dingoes, I mean, they're in this fighting or shark attack frenzy, as I call it, and they're not really aware of you there, but you may end up being a threat to them or just be in the wrong place at the wrong time and get bitten or hurt. But none of us will ever find out what really happened to this poor lady, and given her age and the amount of bites that she sustained, it's not going to be a good outlook. And I feel really sad for her.
Yeah, it's an awful story.
Oh, look, a thing happened in Victoria a few years ago. Okay, you needed a permit to own dingoes in Victoria, but there's a place called Dingley near Springvale. People there had, I think it was about four dingoes in their backyard, and they dug a hole under the fence, got into next door neighbour, and a lady there was a nurse. She had a little, I called it a lap dog, just a really small dog, and they went there and started ripping this thing to pieces. So she went there and tried to rescue a little puppy, as you do. She got involved in this fight with these four dingoes. She sustained 61 bites, and she was in hospital for quite some time. The Victorian government had to step in then because it all went into the media, like what's happening now. Even though in Victoria you did have to have a permit to have a dingo, no one really followed up to make sure that your property was secure and that your dingo couldn't escape. So the government had to step in then, and then all of us had our properties or homes checked out to find out whether they were secure or not. And if they weren't, we were instructed to put up high fencing or mesh on the ground or concrete or anything to stop them from digging out. Unfortunately, in New South Wales, there's no such law. About 20 years ago, I knew two men. They were going to have their dingoes confiscated and killed by local council. They went and approached the Minister for Agriculture at the time. They took their dingoes with them into Parliament or wherever his office was, and the Minister was quite surprised how friendly the dingoes were. So virtually overnight, the dingoes were taken off the whatever list they were on and then put under the Companion Animal Act, and therefore classified as dogs, and anyone can own them. Well, this has now created a very bad situation now, going to get worse,
so
especially in New South Wales.
Should they be banned as pets? I mean, you've described that they're not.
Look, under a very strict permit system, but we need people to be educated first. There are people rehoming dingoes all the time, and that just causes me a lot of worry because I can see the outcome. You know, what's happened last night, in the next 12 months, we're going to see more of this because, unfortunately, in New South Wales, anyone can own a dingo, and they're being homed quite regularly. And unfortunately, the people aren't educated enough who are taking on the responsibility of these dingoes. Some of them are wild pups. Some have been rehomed before, and dingoes don't take good to rehoming. If they're crossbreeds, well, that sort of poses a different situation again. But to take on, you've got the animal experts like Steve Austin, you've got vets like Rob Zammit, they've all come out and said, look, this is a bad idea. I live with dingoes 24/7. My place is surrounded by dingoes, and I just see the sad things that are going to happen if dingoes have been placed into the wrong hands with, say, young families with children, and they've got a young puppy, and dingoes are really cute when they're born, and as they start growing up, when they reach puberty, about 9 to 12 months, they get a hit of, you know, hormone download, and they start growing up and maturing, and then their behaviour starts to become erratic, and they are difficult to train. They're just not like dogs. And I keep saying to people, is a zebra a horse? Is an emu an ostrich? Stuff like that. A dingo's not a dog. And people forget that, yes, they are wild animals. And I don't want to see another Azarian Chamberlain or a Clinton Gage. I don't want to see another child hurt because of a wild animal. And unfortunately, the media jump on the bandwagon. They want to say dingoes are really bad animals. They're wonderful animals.
Simon, we're running out of time. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay.
Simon Stretton owns and runs the Dugong Dingo Sanctuary in Queensland. This is RN Drive. I'm Patricia Carvelis.